patient name Lady Janet Suarez, first name L-E-I-D-Y, middle name J-A-N-E-T-H, last name S-U-A-R-E-Z, date of birth 3-11-1970, date of procedure August 8, 2023, physician performing the procedure Babu Mohan, MD, referring physician Ileana, I-L-E-A-N-A, Aponte, A-P-O-N-T-E, dash Camacho, C-A-M-A-C-H-O. Pre-procedure diagnosis, epigastric pain and colorectal cancer screening. Procedure performed, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and biopsy. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, and the possible insulation, the magnesium, the hospital, the patient brought to the endoscopy, the patient, the left patient, the patient, the service, additional clinical examination is normal, well, the clinical examination is normal, the doctor, and the advance, and the attention to the taken, which was sent to the patient, the office, in 6 hours, a confluence of flows, catheterism, the medical sacrum, the sacral balance, the colon, hepatic fracture, transverse colon. Sorry, cancel that, cancel the description of procedure statement so far. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible missing lesions and bleeding for the husband of the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy, the patient in the lateral position, set as per anesthesia service. A well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the surface and causing the attention to the third and duodenum. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia, air was suctioned from the stomach with the telescope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, adjusted as much normal. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under dilatation of the cecum, which was identified by the presence of orifice and esophageal valve under the folds. Careful examination made by the cecum, esophageal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transverse colon, sprint fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Erythroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Bowel preparation was good. The patient told the physician whether there were any complications. Findings: upper endoscopy was normal. Z line was regular at 38 centimeters. Random biopsy of the duodenum was taken to rule out celiac disease. Biopsy of antrum and body was taken separately to rule out Helicobacter pylori. Colonoscopy, withdrawal time was 12 minutes. A polyp 1 centimeter was found in the ascending colon, was removed by cold biopsy forceps. Polyp found 2 centimeters sessile in hepatic flexure, removed by cold snare. A semi-sessile, semi-pedunculated polyp 2 centimeter was found in the transverse colon, removed by cold snare. A semi-pedunculated, semi-sessile, 3-centimeter polyp was found in the splenic flexure, removed by cold snare. Retroflexion was normal. Bowel prep was good. BBPS, Boston Bowel Prep score, was 9 out of 9. Ascending colon 3, transverse colon 3, descending colon 3. Impression, normal upper endoscopy. Second point, 3 polyps in the colon, 1 centimeter in ascending colon, 2 centimeter in hepatic flexure, 2 centimeter in transverse colon, and 3 centimeter polyp in splenic flexure. Plan, review of pathology, follow-up in the clinic. Based on the pathology results, patient would need a follow-up colonoscopy in 3 years' time. End of fixation.